Welcome to Component 2, Unit 3. After completing this unit, the learner will be able to describe long-term care facilities, nursing homes and assisted living facilities, describe the health professionals that work in long-term health facilities, and describe the financial, ethical, and legal issues in long-term care. Medicare defines long-term care as a variety of services that includes medical and non-medical care to people who have a chronic illness or disability. This information can be found on the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid website, which is listed on the slide. Non-medical care is usually described as activities of daily living. When a person needs help with activities of daily living, that means that they are not capable of feeding, dressing, or bathing themselves. They are also usually unable to use the bathroom without assistance. When a person requires this much assistance, they usually require an individual to be with them for most of the day or night. Long-term care services can be provided in many different ways. Home health care, housing for aging and disabled individuals, board and care homes, assisted living facilities, continuing care retirement communities, and nursing. Home health care consists of services to assist individuals that are delivered in an individual's home. These services can cover simple tasks such as laundry, cooking, or cleaning. These services can also cover complicated tasks such as dressing changes, medication administration through a port, or changing an indwelling catheter. The simple tasks are usually delivered by family, friends, or unlicensed caregivers. The more complicated tasks required a licensed health professional, usually a nurse, either a practical or registered nurse. Other services that may be available through this program include skilled nursing care, as mentioned above, homemaker, who usually does cooking and cleaning, personal care aides that can help using the bathroom and feeding a patient, respite care. These folks give regular caregivers a break by caring for the patient while the regular caregiver is away for a period of time, medical equipment such as oxygen and nebulizers, and even qualified individuals to perform simple home repairs. Non-medical care can also include housing establishments for the aged and disabled. Older people with low or moderate incomes may be eligible for federal and state programs that can help pay for the housing. An application is usually required and there may be a wait list. Some programs offer help with meals, housekeeping, shopping, and laundry. Individual apartments are usually available to residents within the complex. The federal or state agency will base rent payments on a percentage of the resident's income. Board and care homes consist of a group living arrangement that provides services to people who cannot live on their own but do not require nursing care. These are usually called group homes. This home will assist with activities of daily living such as eating, bathing, and using the bathroom. Although some private long-term care insurance or other types of insurance may pay for this arrangement, Medicare and Medicaid will not pay for this type of home. As a result, the homes are not strictly monitored. The monthly charge is also based on a percentage of the patient's income. Assisted living is a newer form of group living. This arrangement assists individuals with eating, bathing, taking medication, and getting to medical appointments. Residents will live in their own room or apartment within a building or a group of buildings. These residents have some meals together and have social and recreational activities provided. There may be some health services available on site, registered nurses, licensed practical nurses, and other allied health professionals would provide care to residents depending on the care needed. The cost for these facilities varies greatly and depends upon the size of the living area, services provided, and the type of help needed. Each resident will pay monthly rent, than additional fees for all the services they use. These facilities have a wide range of costs, $900 to $3,000 per month. Urban or upscale facilities can cost even more. Continuing care retirement communities are an interesting mix of facilities that provide different levels of care based on the needs of residents. For example, if you only need minimal help, you may live in an individual home or apartment. If you need a small amount of help, you may live in an assisted living facility. If you have a very high need for care, you may live in a nursing home. This is a nice option because as a resident may progress in the amount of care needed, they can move to different living arrangements within the same community. If you live in the continuing care retirement community and get to the point where you would need to be in a nursing home, this community will require you to use their nursing home. There is usually a large payment, which they call an entry fee, before you move into the community, then there are monthly fees. In 2004, the entry fee ranged from $38,000 to $400,000. The monthly payments ranged from $650 a month to $3,500. Nursing homes. These facilities provide care to people who are unable to care for themselves or receive other care in the community. These facilities provide a wide range of services such as dressing, bathing, and feeding individuals. These individuals usually cannot care for themselves due to physical, emotional, or mental problems. Medicare will not pay for these types of nursing homes. If the nursing home provides skilled care after an injury or a hospital stay, Medicare will pay for care in this facility for a limited period of time if you meet certain conditions. The cost for nursing homes can vary depending on where you live and what type of care you need. Hospice is a concept or a facility that focuses on embracing end-of-life care, not curing individuals. Services provided include medical care, pain management, emotional and spiritual support. Although healthcare professionals make visits to see the patient, the primary caregiver is a member of the family or a friend. Medicare will pay for hospice services. Many other healthcare plans will also pay for these services. Although a patient selects hospice, they do have the right to return to regular care at any time. Hospice services can be delivered at home, nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and specialized hospice facilities. If an individual's prognosis states that he or she has less than 6 months to live, he or she is eligible for hospice. It is initially provided in 2 90-day periods, followed by an unlimited number of 60-day periods. Individuals can live past 6 months and continue with hospice as long as a physician verifies that the individual is terminally ill. In addition to medical services, Medicare will pay for grief counseling and homemaker services also. The table on this slide is a summary of long-term care facilities and the services offered. It tells you if these facilities help with activities of daily living, if there's additional services, they help with care needs, and the range of costs.